The Biden administration announced Friday it was overhauling how it calculates the economic toll of greenhouse gas emissions. As our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie explains, the changes could allow agencies to place tighter restrictions on oil, gas, and coal producers in the region.
It's known as the social cost of carbon, a way for government officials to put a hard number on the financial damages caused by pumping 1 ton of greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere. Mark Squillaci is a professor of natural resources law at the University of Colorado Boulder.
It's really a convenient way for agencies that are making decisions that could result in the release of more carbon to estimate what those costs to society are. And then they can factor that in into a kind of cost-benefit analysis that they might do as to whether to go forward with the decision.
Under the Trump administration, that cost was really low, just $8 a ton. Now the Biden administration has raised it 6 times that to $51 a ton. Squillaci says that new number could result in fewer permits granted for fossil fuel companies. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.